Hello, it's Friday, June 19th, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier in Tel Aviv. There are already signs that the new US-Iran agreement could be in trouble. Vice President J.D. Vance has cancelled his trip to Switzerland, where he was due to hold the first round of talks with Iranian officials since the signing of the 60-day ceasefire. It follows a blistering attack by Vance on Israel. I'll be discussing all of that with Misgav Senior Fellow Professor Kobi Mikael in just a moment. But first, the headlines. The future of the US-Iran agreement has been thrown into fresh doubt after planned talks in Switzerland were abruptly cancelled. Washington and Tehran have 60 days to negotiate a permanent deal. Iran says it's ready for talks, but first wants evidence that the United States is implementing parts of the interim agreement. The deal would provide Tehran with sanctions relief, access to frozen assets worth tens of billions of dollars, and the prospect of a $300 billion reconstruction fund. Four Israeli soldiers, including a senior tank commander, have been killed in one of the deadliest Hezbollah attacks in Lebanon in recent months. The IDF says Lieutenant Colonel Dor Gedalia Ben Simhon was among those killed when an apparent drone or anti-tank missile struck his tank shortly after midnight in the southern Lebanese village of Kfar Tebnit. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is resisting US pressure to withdraw Israeli forces from southern Lebanon. Meanwhile, France has urged Washington to up that pressure on Israel. It says Jerusalem must halt its operations in Lebanon. Separately, Paris police have banned a planned rally by the Iranian opposition group, the National Council of Resistance of Iran. No reason was given for the ban. Iran's Revolutionary Guards have reportedly established secret new cells in Iraq to attack Gulf states which host American forces. According to Reuters, the elite groups launched at least 7 drone attacks against targets in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE earlier this year. Analysts say the move reflects Tehran's efforts to preserve its regional influence, as many of its traditional proxy groups have been weakened or are moving away from armed confrontation. And finally, some good news for Israel's economy. For the third year in a row, Tel Aviv has been ranked the world's fourth most valuable startup ecosystem, worth more than $250 billion, second only to Silicon Valley, New York, and London. The report highlights Israel's strength in cybersecurity, AI, and life sciences, underscoring the resilience of the country's high-tech sector, even during wartime. Before we get to today's conversation, a quick reminder, you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now here's Professor Kobi Mikael. The first round of talks between Iran and the United States have been cancelled or postponed. What do you read into that?
It looks like a worrying indication, although not surprising, about the Iranian behavior and attitude with regard to the negotiation and to the deal and to the potential agreement. This is something that signals about the difficulties that the United States will face and will have to tackle. Personally, I'm very skeptical that both sides will be able to reach to an agreement because the gaps between both sides are still unbridgeable. It looks that for the Americans, the signing on the MOU was a sort of a pause in their ongoing war with Iran due to their interests and their reasons, mainly the oil prices, the markets, the midterm elections, some interests that are not necessarily Israeli interests. And this is one of the reasons to the tension between President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, between the American administration and the Israeli government. I believe that they are sober enough, and if not at this moment, then tomorrow, to understand that the Iranians are not honest partners, and eventually they will reach to a crisis, but they will reach to a crisis in the suitable timing for them. Okay, it is not necessarily the suitable time for Israel, but it will be the suitable time for them, and I believe that the last word has not been said yet.
Right, because what can change over the next 60 days in terms of their positions in an agreement, in terms of ending Iran's nuclear program, in terms of sanctions relief? What do you see happening over the next 60 days?
I believe that the Iranians will do their utmost efforts, and they are very talented in this regard, to rebuild their capacities and to try to stabilize facts on the ground. They will try to drag the time, to waste time in order to earn time, which means that they will create difficulties and crises in the negotiation. It is pretty clear that it will not be ended in 60 days, and they will say that they need another 60 days at least. Meanwhile, the Strait of Hormuz is open. They are able to export their oil. Some of the sanctions will be lifted. They will get some money. They will have the time and the opportunity to reconstitute themselves militarily and governmentally, because they are facing huge political troubles at home, not only with the Iranian constituency or the Iranian public, but also inside the regime itself. This is not a coherent regime. I mean, there are at least three factions that are competing each other, and there are tensions between of them. It is not clear yet what is going there exactly with their supreme leader, Mujtaba Khamenei, what is the level of his functioning, what actually is the level of his influence. They will try to reach to a better cohesion inside the regime, and they will improve their control over the Iranian public, improve their economy, and they will try to earn more time. They will continue insisting about the linkage between Iran and Lebanon. The Americans will continue pressuring Israel in this regard. Israel will have to keep its interests and to keep its freedom of action. This is a sort of a red line for Israel.
So that's gonna be a big point of friction coming forward. And just on that note, I've got to ask you about the comments by the Vice President J.D. Vance yesterday. I mean, he said some terrible things about Israel. Israel was built with American money. Israel has no other allies in the world but the United States. I mean, how could you deal with a relationship that's come under such strain?
First of all, it is a very concerning, in my eyes, reflection of a general attitude among many Americans, including Republicans. J.D. Vance is not the only one. He is a very, very vocal representation of this attitude, but he is not alone there. Unfortunately, the reality is that Israel faces a very critical situation when it comes to his international position and when it comes to the special relations with the United States. Although we still have to distinguish between, you know, all the waves above the water and the real things that are beneath the surface of the water, because I still believe that President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu are they are still on the same page when it comes to the nuclear issue in Iran, which is the most crucial issue. And I do believe that President Trump understands the limits of Israel when it comes to Lebanon and to Hezbollah. And there are some other common interests when it comes to Lebanon and to the diplomatic path and to the negotiation with Lebanon. This is an interest of Lebanon, America, and Israel to reach a security agreement that will be the path towards a peace agreement. And I think that they are still on the same page with regard to the regional architecture that will be based on normalization with the Saudis or with the expansion of the Abraham Accords. But, you know, President Trump is President Trump. There is a huge gap between President Trump's sayings and President Trump's deeds. I prefer to concentrate on President Trump's deeds. And although some of his last deeds are not so comfortable to Israel, I think that there is still a gap between the declaration and the real closeness between the leaders and between the administrations, and mainly between the security establishments. We are going to face some troubling and challenging days. Now, it depends what exactly will be in the first days of the negotiation. By the way, they began, as President Trump said, they began in the day before yesterday after the digital signing on the MOU. So we are left with 58 days out of the 60. Now it depends on the Iranian behavior. And if what we are witnessing now, the cancellation of the ceremony that should have been held today in Switzerland, it is an indication about the future Iranian behavior, then I believe that the negotiation will not last even 60 days.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Thanks for watching. And please subscribe using the link below. Goodbye.